Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast Supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Morning.
Good morning, Ryan and Compton.
Morning. Yes.
Should we take a quick photo?
Let's get a photo of us in the sunshine before we go, but without being hit by that car over there. If you're seeing this photo, you'll notice something about me, which is that I forgot to take these off. With Paul Tomkinson and Rob Deering.
So yeah, you're wearing your glasses.
I'm wearing my glasses.
Does that affect the running thing?
Well, I think we're going to find out. I think if I fall over onto my face and they break, it will really affect it.
That's no good.
Yeah, I was up early this morning. That's kind of what my glasses are for when I'm sort of tired. They're not short or long-sighted.
Okay.
My eyes just don't work as well. So I got up this morning and slapped them on. Came out to see you.
I just forgot them.
Realised I was still on my face.
Sign of a great fitting pair of glasses, Rob.
Yeah, that's right.
So if we were in the States now doing an infomercial.
It's so cold.
So where did you get those glasses?
Some lady walking down the street in the pyjamas.
Is it?
In like a t-shirt. God, I hope she hasn't got far to go.
That's great. That's sort of...
It must be so cold.
That's courageous. Is that post very late school run drop off?
Yeah.
Nice.
Gosh, it's cold today.
It is cold, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm wearing my underlayer trousers.
They're quite cool, aren't they?
Yeah, they're lovely.
Quite snazzy.
They give me lovely, very non-binary legs from the thigh down.
Very nice. It all way up.
So, yeah, and glasses still on. I'm wearing my freebie London Marathon top from a couple of years ago, which I have to say, despite being fresh out of the wash, is now getting a bit musty.
Is it really?
I might have to say goodbye to it, whereas you... You got the new one, haven't you?
I've got the new one that we got the other week, yes.
They gave them to us at the launch.
Very nice.
Very nice. They're kind of shiny. They're like
sleek black.
Sean Connery's pretend wetsuit at the beginning of Goldfinger.
Lovely.
If you want to unzip it and turn it into a white tuxedo, you go for it.
Very nice. Oh, there's a bloke taking a photo of his own traffic ticket, parking ticket. Yeah. He's shopping himself.
Well, that's like the message I just got before he came out, isn't it? About my son being in trouble.
Yes. For missing a...
He missed one of his many, many extracurricular musical activities.
Yeah.
And I'd emails to say he won't be there.
Yeah.
The reason he wasn't there is because he was at a dodgeball tournament. He was invited to take part in by the school for being a high-achieving student. What? And a little toe rag, hey?
And now they're sending you
in. He deserves a good old slap for that behaviour.
But you've got evidence. I have evidence to the contrary.
Well, I'm writing in Ray
vis-a-vis the message received this morning.
They do that, though. They schedule things that clash.
Yes.
And then when you don't make it to one or the other, they go, what are you doing?
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know, but you're the one running the school!
There's so much going on, isn't there?
Yeah.
So you'll be all right. You'll get suspended. It'll be fine.
Never mind all that.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful cold day. I met... Oh, look at Ali Pally in the sunshine. Is that where we're going?
We're snaking away there.
I've got to get it before it goes out of sight.
Bit of a different way there today.
Yeah.
We're going street, bruv. We're going streetway there, yeah?
Yeah, zigzag. Taking the streets.
And then we're going to just push... We're going to... No, we're going to do that. We're going to drift up top.
I did a joke last week about
what? Get out! Come on!
Come on! I like to do one every now and again.
Go on then. Tell us.
It was on the day of the super blue blood moon.
Oh yeah.
And I said that a super blue blood moon is not to be mixed up with a super blue moon blood, right, which is what happens when a contemporary teenager meets a 1950s doo-wop group.
Like it.
Super blue moon blood.
That's how Rudy speaks on the morning when he wakes up.
That's where I got it.
Lovely. That's funny. Have you been gigging a lot then, yeah? You've been gigs?
Yeah, yeah.
Gig.
I've been gigging in the north.
Oh,
so
what?
We're going to... yeah, we're crossing Chile Crouch End to climb up into the park around Ali Pali.
Here we go.
And how far are we going to go this merry morn?
I would say a cosy seven.
Which is a very impressive fitty inny stuff from you.
Yes. Because I got in from... I got in on a red-eye from Toronto yesterday. And it's... It's a little bit... It's cold here.
Yeah.
Not so cold as my last run in Toronto.
I see.
Where the temperature was minus 20.
I wonder.
That's quite sharp.
I wonder why you'd had your extremities removed.
But it was sharp. Amazing how you can still run in that weather. I ran basically what I'm wearing now, but I had a hooded top.
Yeah.
So I was out in shorts.
Yeah, yeah.
But I couldn't feel my legs for about 3 hours afterwards.
Yeah. It seems a little bit risky to me. I think you should have rubbed goose fat all over.
I should have had something on, but you can do it. And there's that thing as well when your legs are really, really cold.
Yeah.
That you don't feel the miles.
This is not recommended.
That's another Tonks extreme tip.
Doing that?
Running freezing conditions.
I was reading a newspaper article about the woman who was on the eighth highest mountain in the world.
Right.
And she had to leave her partner behind. You know, affected by frostbite left, right and centre.
Mm.
One of the things she did, she hallucinated a woman bringing her a cup of tea. And the woman said, have a cup of tea. You can have a cup of tea if you give him a shoe. So she took a shoe off. There you go. And then next thing she knows, the rescuers are coming. And
yeah, it's
she's
all
taking the shoe off.
Yeah, she's taking the shoe off.
You know, yeah. That's the end of that.
Did the rescuers have a cup of tea?
Absolutely terrible stuff.
Yeah. When you start to hallucinate at high altitude like that, don't you? Apparently. Yeah.
That's where I see myself in 5 years.
Yeah.
At high altitude.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a film quote. That's Groundhog Day.
Is it? All right.
That's a film quote. That's Groundhog Day.
It's actually quite funny being in New York and Toronto watching the Groundhog Day thing on the news. Because is it this time of year? It must be, because they're having groundhogs.
Yeah, it's for every second.
Yeah, yeah. It's whether they can see the shadow behind them or ahead of them or something.
Yeah, yeah. It's if he sees his shadow.
Yeah.
So basically, the little bit of logic is, if the sun is out,
right,
when the groundhog comes out.
It was good fun, though. Toronto's an amazing city.
Yeah, I went there once.
Toronto's beautiful.
So, well, you were gigging there, right?
Yeah, I was gigging in Toronto. There's the Winter Gardens Theatre there. On just warming up for McIntyre.
Yeah.
And it was...
just one, but how many thousand people?
Yeah, it was... Well, we did Beacon Theatre in New York.
Yeah.
That was 2,700.
Yeah. Well, that's quite cosy for him, that's good.
It is cosy for him, but it's the first time he's played the States.
I see.
But it sold out a year in advance.
Right, sir,
so he could have done more.
Yes.
So it was a hat ticket. Tickets were selling for like £800 on the black market and stuff.
So you got your...
Which is exactly what...
Yeah. Beef up your wages.
Yeah, that's what I did earlier. What I like to do is buy 10 tickets a year before. And but it's exactly what he wanted, just a gig that was impossible to get into.
Yeah.
And it went really well, so that was good. And then Toronto was smaller. But lovely, lovely gigs, lovely people. Great
people
running in the freezing.
To see you and him in those cosy environments.
Yeah. Well, and the crowds there, obviously he wants to go there all the time now, because I don't know whether they do it for everyone. Standing ovations every night. It's like they see themselves... They see giving a standing ovation as a natural part of a show.
Yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean? As opposed to here where people stand quite quickly in order to leave the venue.
Yeah.
You know, order to beat the traffic.
I was at Manchester Comedy Store the other day and a compere saying, yeah, leave now, rather than 30 seconds when I've wrapped up the show.
Yeah. Save yourself a bit of time.
So, but there, it's sort of... They just really enjoyed it, and to show that they stood up and cheered.
I was in a school production of Oh, What a Lovely War.
Yeah.
In America in the 80s. So you can imagine, you know, how good that was.
I can imagine, yeah.
I'm sure it was fine. And it's just amazing how, what's the word, demonstrative audiences are in America.
Yeah,
because, or in the Americas.
Yes.
Because, you know, basically they clapped at the end of every scene. And this is quite a serious low-key play.
Right, yeah.
So they clapped the end of a scene. And that was totally base-level stuff.
Yeah.
As soon as they started enjoying anything...
Right,
as soon as there was a song or a good joke...
Yeah.
Or just a passable performance... they'd whoop. I think, imagine if you were actually amazing.
Yes.
I don't know where they'd go, you know? Yeah, I mean, I don't know what the headspace is. They start, you know, self-harming.
Just go crazy. Yeah.
Running around in tiny circles.
Smashing their head against the wall.
Tearing out their own hair.
I can't stand it. He can do the thing that we pay him to do.
But they loved him. And yeah, there is something nice about... Well, New York, you were there the other month. There's a beauty to it, isn't it? It's amazing.
I thought my urge to find an excuse to go back would wear off.
Yeah.
So far, it has not.
Yeah. I thought of you going over
there. Cryo Park?
Yeah, this is...
We're in the spot where the Crouch End 10K starts.
Oh, yes.
Which is nice.
The hallowed turf for the Crouch End 10K. The community classic.
Imagine you're having a donut now.
Yeah.
I'm number.
Donut. Gotta get the donut. Should we go cross country? I quite like the cross country.
Forbidden donut. Not a bad Homer Simpson there, if I say so myself.
This was a good move.
Hey, this lad, though, is your idea. That's reminded me. Do you remember when Barnsley took us into the mud in Preston Park?
Yes.
Lots of lovely response. Thanks for getting in touch
with
Angela.
People are loving the Barnsley podcast, aren't they?
As soon as we get back from our international travels,
yes,
we're going to hook up with Barnsley again. And
once a month, isn't it? We're going to have a little chat with her, see what she's doing.
So we're due the next one now, because that was a couple of weeks ago. So
yeah.
But thanks for... Well, everyone seems to really enjoy it, which is just what we hope, because we've been looking forward to it for a while. So
that's what we want, isn't it?
Long may it continue.
It's important to say that we do these podcasts so that people enjoy them, isn't it?
That's right.
That's the main aim, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, we enjoy them.
Yes.
It's nice if other people enjoy them.
It's nice. Having said that, okay, I'm trying to blog at the moment about my music for the marathon.
Right.
And I find it amazing that people blog so readily.
Yeah.
Because what if no one's listening?
Yes. Blogging's a tough one, isn't it?
Yeah. I suppose you can check the SEO history and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, when you first do it, to get on there and write 1,000 words. Another thing I think about this. Yeah. but at least with this, we've got each other, you know.
Yes, absolutely.
The other one can pretend to listen. As Paul starts to shave.
No, Barnsley's gone full run, hasn't she? She's bought a Garmin, hasn't she?
That's the other reason we've got to keep interviewing her while she still hasn't run as far as we have.
Yes.
While we've still got a point in the whole dialogue.
Yeah, because she'll end up being faster than us.
It was nice.
That's fairly inevitable, isn't it?
Yeah, it's nice people who heard that news quiz she was giving us the backstage details on and the running. It's a real, very three-dimensional. Everyone made it! So, yeah, thanks for your appreciation on that. She'll be back soon. And, see, I've got gigs in Brighton, see if we can make that work.
Yeah.
And so I wasn't in Toronto or New York.
You were up north.
I was in Sheffield and Manchester.
Nice.
It was excellent, actually. It was really good. Sheffield Leadmill.
Nice gig.
Classic.
That's on your Wednesday, is it? That's your midweek.
That's a midweek.
He gets you on the way up to Manchester, doesn't he?
Actually, I went home in between.
Did you really? All right, okay.
Because I only had Friday, Saturday.
All right, okay.
And I went to see the foot expert in Sheffield, Robin Weaver at the Barn Clinic.
Oh, Mr. Weaver?
I've not been paid to drop that
right
name, but he's good.
So was that recommendation or was that...
Yeah, a friend of mine, Emma, and her son are both ballet dancers.
Right.
So they said, you should talk to this guy. And so I'm doing that again. If anyone, particularly if you are in the north, this guy's good and it wasn't that expensive. So I found out...
Go on, then, what was Weaver's diagnosis?
Well, I never... He gave me an ultrasound on my left foot there. And,
right.
It's a boy.
Yeah. It's amazing. Yeah. Rob, you're pregnant.
He did say that my He didn't use the words of right state.
Right.
But he was really straight, really honest.
Northern diagnosis.
What my foot is like.
He's right, mash up that, mate.
But he said, the important thing is the summary is, because it's getting medical again, aren't we?
Yeah.
I never broke a bone.
Right.
I didn't break a bone on that rock in October.
Okay.
And I haven't got one of those ongoing stress fractures that never fixes, you know?
Right.
So,
but it's all, it's
I've all got bursitis, which is a big, you know, sort of...
big mess.
Big
bit of a
sacks of fluid.
Right.
In and around your foot where you've hurt it before, and it's kind of created a cushion to protect itself.
Okay.
The funny thing is, one of them is between the toes, potentially problematic.
Right.
Isn't quite Morton's neuroma yet, but it could be.
Right.
The other one isn't between the toes, and he wasn't too bothered about it.
Okay.
And it's funny because on the ultrasound picture, it's that second one that was blooming massive.
Right.
That's the golf ball I've been getting up in the morning, yeah, and seeing on my foot. He didn't seem too bothered.
So was he of a mind of, like, running's okay, or...?
He said, just use your common sense and be careful.
Oh, danger.
And he recommended... What, because I haven't got that?
Well, any most runners, isn't it? Use your common sense. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Oh, you mean run till the state of impossibility?
Yeah. Run, and while I run, I'll try not to think about it. That's it. That's my plan.
Run into a state of agony.
But
and keep going.
He recommended orthotics.
All right, yeah.
He said I could have a set of pads made up to balance her foot out so it heals better. And I can't afford it.
That takes a lot of diagnostic.
That is okay, because I don't want to do it.
Right.
Because if I do it, I'll start relying on it, you know?
Yeah.
I worked hard to shake off my knee support back in the day.
Yeah.
I don't want to be an idiot about it, but I do want to kind of be a fell runner about it. I'm happy to take my injuries with me.
Yes, yeah. I must say, I mean, because I could have orthotics, but it just seems a bit of a faff.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember you talking about things to divide your toes up. Do you still do that?
Yeah, I've got one in now. I've got a toe divider on my right foot.
Yeah.
But that's just a bit of squidgy. That's like $2.50 from your local chemist.
If anything,
that's fine.
Your one's a bit too big, though, isn't it? Because you've spread your toes over a 3-foot area.
Yeah. How about some of my new shoes?
I feel like I'm running with a man in his wheelbarrow. Yeah. You look like you look like Pennywise out of it.
But that does work, and I do feel the difference. But I can't be minded. I can't be minded with orthotics.
Aye.
So we're squelching. We're on another park run now. This is the Ali Pali Park run.
This one. Never done it.
Yeah, it's a tough one.
You didn't go to any
slow
international park, honey?
No, I didn't actually. No.
So where are you going next?
Well, today I'm going to Japan.
Oh, yeah.
So for a few gigs in Tokyo and Osaka.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to see my brother.
What's funny about that is, we were talking about this before we started recording, I totally unconnectedly watched Lost in Translation at the weekend.
Yeah.
So now I've got a very clear idea of what Paul's going to be up to when he gets to Japan. Karaoke.
Checking in with Scarlett.
Computer games.
Yeah.
Not quite getting off with a much, much younger woman.
Attractive female, yeah.
Yeah.
Forgetting my son's birthday.
Yeah, that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
China this side.
Well, I'm only there for 3 days, so it's going to be really... 4 days. It's going to be really quick.
Oh, okay.
I arrive on Wednesday, gig on Thursday.
Have you been there
Friday,
before?
Saturday. No.
Oh, my God, I've gone down the middle of the mud. Oh, that's muddy. I'm going around it. I'm going over here. Morning, magpies. But I'm not worried about the mud because it's my second...
It's actually all right.
Yeah, also, I think it's funny for our listeners hearing me say, I'm not worried about mud, just after squealing like Nathan Lane in the birdcage. But yeah, I totally christened these running shoes.
Yeah.
I mean, I've been wearing them for a couple of weeks now, but I wore them for South Manchester Park on a Saturday.
Oh, nice, you got a South Manchester.
Yeah.
Good fun?
Yeah, it's great. And you know the old... the puddles around the back there.
Yes, yeah.
You know, they're proper. That's,
yeah.
That's the closest I get to tough mudder action.
Yeah.
I mean, I got muddy puddle on my face.
Right.
That's a proper puddle,
that's a proper.
Isn't
it? That's a part run, isn't it? Yeah.
And, and I could, when I got back to the hotel room, didn't just have to dry my socks out, I had to rinse the mud out.
Speedy Gonzalez.
Oh, yeah, it was a good
felt speedy.
This was a really nice training run for me because it was all about the psychology and the running. So this is on the Saturday after the Wednesday at the foot doctor. And it really put my mind at rest. And I put a lot of miles in on the week.
Right.
And on the Saturday, got up at seven, before seven.
Yeah.
After this lovely gig at the store on Friday. And staying up watching a film till about 3:15.
As you would.
Yes, I do. Got up at before seven. And my phone said, I couldn't even bear to open the curtains, it's still dark.
Yeah, yeah.
My phone told me, oh, it was 3 degrees and raining.
Nice.
I was like, okay. And I went out in it.
That's great, that's
I went
commitment.
Out at 25 to 8.
Yeah.
On the edge of the canal and freezing rain.
Yeah.
And I ran to Salford and back. And then up
that's
to the park
great.
Run.
That's good.
And that was really steady.
Yeah.
Just really ticking over, you know, nice and flat. Averaging, 8:45, 8:50 miles.
Yeah.
Without thinking about it. And then up to the park run. And did the parkrun thing, you
great
know.
Great training, man. That's great.
Yeah. I had a clear thought. It's an obvious one.
Yeah.
Which is about the artificial nature of getting tired in a parkrun when you're doing that.
Right.
You know, so you set off to do 5K.
Yeah.
At whatever speed.
Yeah.
Run pace. You know?
Yeah.
And then after some time, as your head starts to conceive of the end of it.
Yeah.
You're thinking, oh, I'm getting tired now, I'm not sure I can keep this up. And I was thinking, that can't be right, because you must have already been tired.
Yes.
When you started.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, I mean, obviously in the end you are going to tire, but you know what I mean?
It's a sort change of pace, yeah.
I just knew how to be cynical about my own
moaning.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And there's a moment on that particular parkrun where there's a slight uphill, I would say about 3.5K.
Yeah.
And you think, oh, I'm getting tired now.
Yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
Just hang in there, thank you. Anyway, so it wasn't my fastest parkrun by a long way. It was a proper,
but it was good, but it's good in the middle of
parkrun face.
Yeah.
Pace, sorry. And
good
and
in the middle
really
of the
steady.
Run.
Really, yeah. Just the same speed all the way around.
Nice.
And then back down, and the whole run was about 14. So
that's great. You're
really
doing some miles, yeah.
Yeah, and you know, all injuries and things all settled down.
Right.
So, touch wood, I'm feeling good.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
That sounds great.
I really had a great time in Manchester. Enjoyed the gigs, enjoyed the run.
Yeah. Friendly.
Oh, lovely.
It is friendly, isn't it? Yeah.
Really good scene.
Yeah.
Gigs are nice at the moment, aren't they? Everyone seems to be.
Seems very.
We've got the fuss of January and the new year out of the way.
Yeah.
And just kind of enjoying life.
Seems very busy, yeah, the gigs, yeah.
I'm in Birmingham Glee Club this weekend.
Right, again.
So hopefully.
Another classic.
Yeah, yeah. Should be great. I mean, that's the other thing, is I'm doing all the nice gigs, Manchester Store, Birmingham Glee,
yeah.
Comedia Brighton, lucky me.
Well, that is good. Nice clear day today, really sunny.
Yeah, this is cool. It.
Yeah.
I started to think, of course, about, we're less than 4 weeks out from the next half.
Yeah.
So.
From the Bath half.
It's slightly Bath half.
Yeah.
Bath half.
Yeah.
And, you know, that reshapes the scheduling of training for the next couple of weeks, doesn't it?
Yeah. Well, for me, I just need to get some miles up. I just haven't really had that knee thing, which feels a lot better now.
Good.
So, but there's been no real big mileage yet, so.
Yeah.
I need to get that
right. What's
ranked.
The longest one you've done?
Just about 10 or 11.
Yeah, yeah. That's good, though. Double figures are not nothing, are they?
Yeah.
Particularly coming up to a half. I mean, you're ready for that.
Yeah.
And are you any further on the road of working out how your pacing's going to work on marathon day?
Not really, no. I'm just going to just get as fit as I can.
Yeah.
Run slow. Chat to everyone.
Yep.
Now, it should be a great day if I'm really fit.
Yeah.
So that's what I mean about the miles. I've really got to bump it.
Yeah.
I can't be nervous on the day about. I can't be worried about myself hitting the wall.
No, no.
When I'm trying to take other people
You've
through
got to
it.
Be within your comfort.
Yeah,
line,
absolutely.
You?
Yeah.
Which on any marathon day is a big ask.
Yeah.
So it's my idea to come up this hill, wasn't it?
Yeah.
It's quite a long hill, isn't it?
It's quite tricky, this one. Yeah.
I've been on it for a while. Sun's gone in as well. Is it alright if I crawl?
Yeah.
Nice though.
Came up the hill to Ali Pali itself. Nice little trot. Hopefully I'll get a good week's mileage in Australia.
Yeah.
That's the idea.
Yeah, great.
No gigs. Nothing to do.
Oh, that just reminded me. Someone just got in touch with me about a little gig in Cyprus.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Oh, I said, whatever it is. I'm tempted to take it just to get out there and run.
Oh, that'd be good fun.
Yeah, it'd be great.
Whereabouts is that and when would that be?
Yeah, those are the questions, aren't
right,
they?
Right,
I should look into that.
Yeah.
People have started doing their 5Ks and 10Ks.
Yeah.
Getting, you know, running events are beginning, aren't they?
Yes. Yeah,
season's happening. Everyone's at some point in their training. It's nice.
Sophie Raworth did a 66-mile 2-day event.
Yeah. And really, what she was the eighth woman.
Eighth woman overall.
Yeah.
Oh, just she's so incredibly bouncy and positive, isn't she?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. I saw her a little thing on YouTube or Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
Just chatting all the way through.
Yes. She knows exactly where to put her competitiveness.
Yes, yeah.
It's almost like she doesn't notice, but it isn't, because she makes the effort, she knows how fast she's going.
Yeah.
She knows what she wants to achieve. But she puts that all in a not particularly stressful box.
She's just got a brilliant...
And has a great time.
Yeah. She's got a brilliant motor on her, hasn't she?
Yeah.
She just barrels through, chatting away.
Yeah.
She was like, with 20 miles to go, she was with this guy who she'd obviously been running with.
Yeah.
For the 2 days. She was, here's Tim, we're 20 miles away, it's going to be great. Then it cuts like 50 miles down the road. Oh, Tim's not here, he just fell back a bit. But just really cheerful. But it's like, you can imagine just Soph just
Tim thinking,
chatting.
I can do this.
Yeah. Tim falling back as Soph just chats away onwards to eighth woman overall.
No, we were
something very special about that. She's very good at that.
Because it's 33 miles there, 33 miles back.
Yeah.
But think about the Marathon de Sable as well. What do you do with your psychology on a night when... Between, it went in the middle of the run.
Yeah.
It's amazing, but I hope, from what Sophie was saying, that she basically got to the end of the first day and thought, oh, I'm quite enjoying this.
I bet she did, yeah.
I doubt she even truly realises how unusual that perspective is.
Yes. It's just something, running's just something she happens to be doing at that moment. She's not kind of getting battered by it.
Susie Chen wasn't there with her because she's not well.
No, she's not well. So
Susie.
All the best to her.
Yeah.
Hopefully, swift recovery.
Yeah, she said she's feeling better, but my goodness, still giving bouncy rounds. She must be really missing it because she's joy of running epitomised.
Yes, she's a proper bounce, isn't she?
Yeah. Seems harsh, but the word I want to use is Tigger.
Yes, she has got a Tigger.
A Tigger of ultra running.
Quality weather. I see myself as one of the kind of grouchy getting on with it school of thought.
It's an Eeyore kind of run.
Yeah.
Let's get the gear. Ali Pali Go Ape, which the kids just love. It's my daughter's birthday. It's quite exciting, isn't it?
That's really nice,
yeah. Should we quickly run up that?
That looks great. Stick that in the middle of a park run. Just spice it up a bit.
Oh, I tell you this, hill's spicing up enough for me. It's funny, I know it's a bit of an old theme with us, but the South Manchester Parkrun, I just realised the other day, it's just my home parkrun.
Yeah, that's great, isn't it?
It's
great to have one of those, yeah.
It's a funny comedian's result that it's not in the city I live in. But, you know, I can have the conversation about...
I'm going to have to...
Oh, I should try Heaton.
I'm going to have to go take a little...
Is that the place?
That's a place where I'm going to have to take a little stop.
Okay.
A little rest.
But yeah, people say the Heaton Parkrun, and you said the Stretford one.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah. But it's always going to be Blackfields, because that's home.
Yeah.
We'll get back to that when we've had this wee.
Yeah. This little... Oh, I neglected to say how hungover I was, didn't I?
Yeah, we haven't talked about that. Yeah.
Yeah. Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
We're back.
We're back. Let's run.
So that was quite exciting little stop. Sorry, I didn't know where we were going there. Because first of all, you took me to somewhere I've never been before.
Really?
Ali Pali Boating Lake.
You didn't know that?
I got a bunch of pictures.
Oh, nice.
And secondly, you were... It was quite funny for me.
Yeah, go on then, tell me that.
Tried the door of the... There was no conversation. He tried the door of the gents.
Yeah.
Locked. Tried the door of the disabled toilet.
Locked.
So... Off he went into the ladies at the exact moment when A, all sounds made it clear that the ladies wasn't empty, like we, I think we both thought it was.
Right.
And the cleaner came out of the gents. So your excuse passed by. And here,
it was
basically
a moment. Yeah.
Hashtag toilet trouble.
Yeah.
Hashtag me too.
Actually, hashtag going the wrong way.
We want to go around hashtag in front of it, don't we?
Yeah,
not behind
so, yeah.
It.
Hashtag front way. Hashtag into...
Hashtag end of a James Bond film.
Yeah, yeah.
Blow those up. So, yeah, nice spot. Thanks for taking me.
It's a nice little wait, that one.
So, two things. We were interrupted. Two conversations there.
Yeah, the Manchester part.
Let me throw that out, because we always talk about it. So nice. So friendly. All those people in manky weather.
Yeah.
And manky puddles. So, hundreds of people there. Loads of people coming up saying hello, saying, oh, I listen to Running Commentary.
That's great. That's what you want, isn't it?
Yeah, we don't get that in London. And
we get it a bit, don't we?
Yeah, we do.
We get it a bit.
No, you get it. You get it because people read Runner's World. It's different. I can't remember.
The extremely lucrative Runner's World Running Com crossover.
Yeah, that's right. But yeah. I can't remember anyone ever coming up and shaking my hand and saying, I listen to Running Commentary at a park run in London.
Well, I've arranged it.
Yeah, slightly.
Yeah.
No, I loved it. I'm not dissing the London Parkruns, but it's so nice. And the other thing about South Manchester Parkrun is it's one lap, one really interesting lap.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
Which even when it goes on the same parts, it goes in the opposite direction. That appeals to me so much. I can't stand repetition.
Yeah.
I can't stand repetition.
I find it really hard to go... Back to Islington now for that 4 or 5 lapper.
Yeah.
I just find it too hard.
It's too hard, isn't it? Particularly with the hill on it.
Part of it because there's a little hill. Manchester part runs, well, that's my PB part run, Manchester.
Yeah, me too.
It is a nice course, yeah.
I've got to get this view. It's get fantastic. It. Oh, look at St Paul's. Can you see St Paul's there? Sorry. It's just amazing. That is really something.
Nice photo, isn't it?
I can get a
nice view.
I mean, we're talking Facebook cover photo.
Yeah.
Coming across in front of the palace here. And it's pretty darn nice. And the other thing, yeah, so really lovely to do that. And I'll be back again. When am I back in Manchester soon?
Yeah.
Because that was fill-in, so I haven't been back there in my official role in a few weeks.
Well, I'm back there in early March. Are you there then? The first weekend in March. I think I'm back there.
No, I don't think so.
Right.
I think I'm there.
Or maybe the second weekend in March.
Yeah, I think I'm about a month after that. But it's
right.
This side of the marathon.
Right.
Early April, I think.
Yeah.
What about Prime? Then the other thing you mentioned, Paul Tompkins.
Yes.
Yeah. Is how hungover you are.
Yeah.
It was a classic Sunday.
It was, well, it was Monday night. It was,
oh, yeah, it's Tuesday.
Yeah, it's Tuesday, yeah.
So I'm not that together myself.
Well, I missed my wife's 20th anniversary.
Yes.
That was on January the 31st because I was travelling.
But really, happy anniversary.
Thank you. Really, it was an excuse. Yeah. Really, it was also an attempt to get back on the right time zone.
Right.
Logical. Isn't that?
Yeah. I love that.
Doesn't it say that in all the travel tips? When you're a bit jet-lagged, just get really drunk and fall into an unconscious slumber.
Yeah, yeah, that's the same as healthy sleep.
So I kind of did that, and it sort of worked.
Yeah.
I realised when I was in New York that why the marathon's not too bad jet-lag-wise, is it?
Yeah, because you have to start so early.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right. Well, no, but going to the start of the marathon is good.
Yeah.
But
if it sets off at, say, 9 in the morning, that's the equivalent of your, like, 1, 2
early
in the afternoon, isn't it?
After hanging around the cold for 4 hours, that's really tough. Really tough. Tough for everyone, actually. We should do it.
Oh, yeah, really. It really made me want to do it, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, absolutely. Well, I would find it really hard to do it again. So I really want to do it again. I wanted to do it again.
A chat one. Yeah, do it.
It would just be amazing.
Hey, you guys.
Yeah, no,
these guys are doing a podcast.
Yeah, don't do the accent.
Yeah,
they hate that.
They love the accent.
They all talk like that. They must love it.
They love it.
They're doing it all day.
Ready to Brooklyn. On your balls. Daring and Paulie T. They're doing the chat thing, the podcast. Keep running on your balls.
We'd have so many people wanting to chat to us. It would be great.
Yeah, it'd be superb. Take us ages.
Yeah, it will. But that'll be a good one. Just do a proper 6 hour.
Well, tell you what. I'll text my close personal showbiz friend, Michael J. Fox.
Yeah.
And we'll get
places. We should just do it. Yeah, we'd have a right one.
Yeah. It's easy. Yeah. No problem. Easy. So that was a special drinking night.
Yeah,
because I suppose it's the same reason you're running today. You're only how long are you home for? Like a day and a half?
Not long, yeah. I mean, I'm setting off late this afternoon for Japan.
Yeah.
I'm hoping to run in Japan. I mean, I've heard that Japan is the most Japanese-y place
to
on
run.
The planet.
Yeah, that.
But I've heard it's the most different place almost you could possibly go to.
Yeah.
Do you know, in terms of
absolutely.
Cultural differences, you know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But big on running.
Yes.
Have you read a Darren Ann Svin?
I have read that one.
You should take that for the plane.
I should do, actually. Yeah, I've read that, yeah. So I
hope
to get
Finn and Murakami for the plane.
Yeah.
And always
they've had some great distance runners in the past, and now the strength and depth in the Japanese long distance running scene is amazing.
Yeah.
So yeah, I hope to get a bit of running action in. And the gigs are a lot of expats.
Yeah.
I was slightly worried about just it being entirely.
I don't understand why people don't want to be called Pat anymore.
Yeah.
It's a great name. I know it's
I'm
fashion.
On the run from the name Pat.
I don't want to be called Pat anymore. I want to live in Thailand.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't imagine what the gigs would be like, but like you say,
I've heard that there's a lot of Brits, Canadians, Americans, and then 10% Japanese, which is about right.
That's what you want, isn't it?
You don't want 80% people not understanding you.
You need a Western bedrock to give you a kind of jumping-off point, but
yes.
It gets much more interesting if ultimately an audience is A, made up of everyone, and B, has people who are definably properly from where you are.
Yes,
so
makes
you
more
can't
interesting,
get away
doesn't
it? It's not like it's just a club.
Yeah, you can't
your mates. My best experiences of that are in the Middle East.
Yeah.
It's great fun. But yeah, it's funny, isn't it? Because it's just so far away. It's funny how Japan is technically closer than Australia because it just sounds like the furthest place you can go.
Absolutely, yeah.
Quite far enough mileage-wise for the simile to work culturally.
I'm totally, and of course I'm so used to first-class travel now.
Yeah.
It's going to be pretty tricky turning right.
Yeah. Well, are you going to Jetstar?
Yeah.
I think you
There must be some mistake.
I was on the wing.
Am I in the hole?
My knees were so cold.
Yeah. So that's going to be quite tricky.
Yeah.
And then from Jetstar, from Osaka to the Gold Coast, there's no entertainment on board.
Right.
12 hours.
Yeah.
No food, no entertainment.
Right.
So.
Are you allowed to take a sandwich?
I'll have to, yeah. I hope so, yeah.
There's going to be a lot. If you weren't allowed.
Yeah, yeah.
You took kindly get it.
No food allowed on board.
No. Just grab it out of your hand.
Yeah.
What about, do you ever watch a film on an iPad? Or are we talking?
Really.
Is that space talk to you?
I don't really have that available to me at the moment. I'm going to have to make my own entertainment. There's going to be a lot of chatting. I pity the person next to me.
You know what you should pick up while you're in Japan?
Go on then.
Origami.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah, just
get into that.
Take a ream of A4 yeah. on. Yeah. By the time you get to Australia, you could have a whole flock
I
of birds.
I have become an expert in origami.
The person next to you. Yeah.
Just leaves. Keeps going to the toilet.
Yeah, yeah. You did
fascinating.
I did Harakiri.
And do it with my own row, purely through being so dull. I am a chatter, though, on a plane. If you give us an in, I will chat for a bit.
Yeah, yeah. The thing about that is it's absolutely great, but it's a very hard thing to wrap up.
Yes.
That's the problem with plane chat.
Yeah.
You sit down next to someone, have a nice chat for half an hour. What do you do for the other 8.5 hours?
Yeah, and then you go, yeah, because at some point you've got to peel away, haven't you?
Yeah. Of course, you've got to deal with the physical thing on the plane. I mean, that first class economy, sooner or later, the lower reaches of your body start to behave in unusual ways.
Start to spasm and cramp.
If you were ever on a plane and you smelt something awful, it was me. I'm really sorry.
Yeah.
You know.
Because you have to take your shoes off.
That's right.
Or else you'll get deep vein thrombosis.
Yeah, whatever. I didn't mean my feet, though, I've got to tell you.
Yeah. No, but surely, I've heard that odours don't spread so much because of the air pressure or something. Because everyone's farting continuously.
I know air passengers.
Post-meal.
Who would disagree with you on that.
Right.
Like, yeah, it's pretty bad.
Right.
Yeah. If you're on a flight back from in the Middle East and they've been serving full madame while I'm there, then there's quite enough air pressure to get that around the cabin.
Pity the poor children who are hurt at that particular level as they go down the aisle.
Yeah. I always
Why
want
you
to
smell
fly?
So bad. What's wrong? Is the plane sad?
It's quite imaginative, lyrical child there dealing with my issues.
I was looking at flight stuff this morning, and they're showing pictures of how and how not to behave on flights.
Yeah.
They had one bloke coming back on a long haul who'd stripped down to his boxers.
Right.
And had his feet up on the chair in front of him.
Right.
I mean, that's quite...
Yeah, well, apart from anything else...
taking the risk of many things.
I don't know how snug his chunks were, but if your feet are up,
yeah, that's what
chances
I mean.
Are other things are down.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Exactly. But it's audacious... It's an audacious thing to strip down to your boxers, but then to bring your feet up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Borderline illegal, you'd have thought.
I don't know about borderline. I'm hoping that person was taken immediately into custody.
No, he was fine. Apparently he was bashing on his armrest to gain the attention of the air stewardess. Not a great guy. A great look.
It's a total lack of social skills.
Yeah, yeah.
I did a show last week. At the Comedy Store.
In Manchester?
No, this was last Tuesday in London.
All right. Oh, yeah.
Cutting Edge. Had some nice jokes about the news has been great for news-based comedy the last couple of weeks. Proper silly stories to joke about, you know.
Yeah.
I did two different news shows last week. Jokes about, well, you've heard my amazing Super Blue Moon Blood Moon
yes,
joke.
Yes, yeah, yep, yep,
And there was the talking killer whale.
What was that?
No, they've taught a killer whale to talk.
Oh, okay.
This, in real terms, was very much made possible by the trainer learning to talk killer whale.
Right.
So it said in the words that this woman had taught the orca, you should say orca these days,
yeah.
to say 1, 2, 3.
Right.
And now the tape of this woman going, 1, 2, and then this whale going,
and that was just for the sound check, just before the the gig.
That's right, on the mic. Yeah. Like in The Simpsons, you remember when the dolphins take over America in The Simpsons?
I don't think I've seen that one, though.
Dolphin comes out the ocean on its tail and kind of hops up to this lectern in the Senate.
Right.
And the dolphin says, speak! let me start over.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, that's good. Anyway, so I was there to do this news show, feeling good for once, quite inspired. And a comedian, contemporary of ours who will remain nameless.
Yes.
Roger Monkhouse.
Oh, yes.
He said...
Clearly, a Calvin kind of comedy.
What a sentences. He said... You've chunked up. Have you stopped running? Oh, hello. How are you, mate?
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
Cheers for that.
Yeah, I think I'm over it.
Yeah.
But it took some time.
The funny thing is, like, I don't know. Well, that's a nice thing to say for somebody's got a gig. And we bantered on. It was all very jolly.
Yeah.
And then I did the show, which is a full, you know, you're on all night. So yeah. There's a couple of hours there.
Thank you.
Thank you. Stepped over the road, got myself some dinner, got the train home.
Yeah.
Let myself into my house. And that was the point when I thought, oh.
Yeah. Well, you're in banter mode, aren't you?
That's right.
In the dressing room.
Which is totally defensive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Oh, dear. But do you know what? I think it really helped me get those 33 miles.
He lives in Bath.
He does.
You should say, tell you what about stop running, mate. Yeah, you do the Bath half and then we'll see you stop running. Yeah. Tell you what, you set off half an hour before and see who comes in first there. Come on, mate. Full of it. Full of it.
Yeah. It doesn't sound like me.
No, that's not you.
I got really badly stuck in that gate. I misjudged that dramatically. It was great.
It's quite tricky at the moment because we're looking to adopt a dog.
Right.
This one?
Yeah, quick, grab it and run. He said we're looking to adopt a dog and this dog appeared. Yeah. Take me.
We're going through. And just to replace Dash a bit and Clips, I was a bit lonely. Yeah. And so you end up looking at all these dogs, desperate for adoption. And some of them obviously aren't going to get adopted. Like, there's loads of them are just really cute and they've all got a backstory and whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you'll see one, like, there's one yesterday, this boxer dog.
Yes.
Bloodshot eyes.
Through all the boxing.
Yeah, well, I mean, you couldn't see. You haven't seen a dog that looks more sort of miserable, alone, and scary simultaneously. Just completely challenging.
Yeah.
Visual.
Yeah.
Nowhere near cute. But of course, that doesn't mean you want to take him on, because you want to help these animals. But then you read the backstory, and it's like, you know, pretty unsociable. You know, at his last house, he killed their cat that they'd had for 15 years.
Ooh.
It's going to be quite hard to house this dog.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, sad life.
That is a project.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Someone hopefully will take him on.
It's like being a foster
cat killer, Barb. It really absolutely is, yeah.
The kind of people who really believe in it, the people who are going to be right up against it, really.
Yes.
Nothing to do with the romance of the thing.
Hopefully they will do. I mean, it needs someone who's just in all the time, used to working with violent dogs.
I get the impression that you yourself have not signed the papers on this.
Not for him, no.
You.
No. We're looking at more the cute end of the market.
Funny enough, me and my daughter watched Lilo and Stitch last week.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen that film?
I haven't seen it, no.
It's really good. I mean, it was even, you know, she's a bit old for that now, but it's a really smart old Disney, and we just found it on Sky when she wasn't well.
Nice.
And I cried all the way through. But it's, you know, because they're basically a very angry, psychopathic space alien.
Yeah.
And very sort of strong and powerful, but a program to destroy.
Yeah.
Hides in the pound. And she is also troubled and disenfranchised from her family and her friends after becoming an orphan.
Right.
And she adopts this alien, which is pretending to be a dog.
Okay.
And that's the beginning of the story. It's a good story. And lovely. You know, what does Stitch say in the end about this girl and her big sister? She says, he's small family, broken, but still good. Yes, still good.
Still good.
So I think you should watch Lilo and Stitch and then adopt the box.
Maybe go back and get the box.
Find out if it's an alien with special powers.
Yeah, that's a really cool one. Alfred is an alien with special powers.
Did it do an impression of Elvis at any point when you were
there? I showed Rudy Spinal Tap the other day.
Oh,
I mean, great film, and he liked it as well.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, it is a bit slow at times.
Yes,
but it's very funny, and he really got it and enjoyed it.
It's got that improv.
It's great when you show kids films like that, and they get it, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, yeah. And the more you do it, the more they get it, because they get used to different rhythms in films.
And they start to trust you a bit more.
Yeah, and to trust
with your choices.
And trust the pacing of old films.
Yeah.
Like we watched Splash with them the other day, which is great. Talking of Splash, I got myself on the wrong side of the map.
Yeah, you're on the wrong side of the ravine.
Okay, you go on, and I'll see you next week.
Missing, presumed dead, during last seen,
I can't
behind a muddy puddle.
I can't get wet because I changed back into a merman. Yeah, Spinal Tap. Talking to someone about Spinal Tap the other day online, and one of the things about it is they're enjoying their excellent English accents.
Yes.
It just gives that kind of clownish glow to everything.
Yeah, absolutely, yeah, yeah.
It's your wife.
Yeah.
No, but this one
she's
goes
not my wife. Well, whatever. She is. This one goes up to 11.
No, this one goes up to 11.
You could go for a bite.
It's still going. It's still...
No, they loved it.
I mean, that's
kick my ass. Just kick my
kick ass. Hardy fuffkin. Kick my... You know what? It's my fault.
I'm sorry, I've got that slightly hungover state where I feel I could run forever and ever.
Great.
Which, if you were hungover and running in freezing conditions, I would say that's almost perfect.
Yeah.
Because you're not feeling any pain mentally or physically.
Perfect to the point of danger.
Yes, yeah. Yet not recommended, but
no,
perfect.
No, anyway. So, yeah, so I didn't... coming back to your drinking, that was a big night last night.
Yes.
But I take it you were drinking while you were away as well.
Yeah, I've totally... The dry January thing didn't map out at all for me, but no. I blame first-class lounges.
Yeah. Poor you.
How about you? Are you still not drinking?
Still not drinking.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well
quite
done,
enjoying
well
it.
Well done.
But I have to say, one of the things I did expect to be... I think you've heard me say before, the thing about drinking is it's calorific and it lowers your inhibitions, so you eat more.
Right.
Oh, I've been eating so much.
Have you?
I try not to. But you put the miles up when you get hungry. And I get, once I get started, you know.
It feels very, like you're taking self-denial too far when you do big miles and cut calories, doesn't
it?
It's just a bit hard, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right. Well, it's not even, you know, sort of guilt or feeling bad about it. It's just, for me, the voice, the hungry voice just takes precedence.
Yeah.
You know, I just think to myself, well, I'm going to eat that.
Yeah.
Of course. And I do.
Hungry Rob.
Someone, got in touch with me rather than running commentary late last week.
Yeah.
And said, as a vegan, when you're going to do a long run, what do you do ahead of, you know, to fuel up?
Yeah.
And I said, well, over the last couple of days, for a long run, I make sure that there's a couple of good, slow release, carby meals, you know.
Yeah.
Oatcakes, brown rice. And I drink a big beetroot juice and lemon to help my...
What, before you go?
Yeah, you can... The beetroot juice is before or after.
Right.
It's just ongoing.
Yeah.
It's good for your nitrates, your blood oxygen, apparently. And I do that, and I don't know if it works or not, but the whole thing with these things is it's placebo effect, isn't it? Even
yes,
if it's not
yeah.
working, it's working. But
it's nice to have something to look forward to post-run as well, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true. I haven't done it yet this year. I did have... In the past, I've had the old, if I do double figures, I'm allowed a milkshake.
Right.
But I don't need to do that. But I was... Beyond that. Actually, after the foot doctor in Sheffield, I walked all the... I got up early, got the train.
Yeah.
I went to try and get some watches fixed in the watch shop I know in Sheffield. Dropped my guitar and pedals off at the gig. Walked to the foot doctor, which is like 2 miles.
You had a right day in Sheffield.
Yeah. Went to the NHS hospital for the x-rays.
Yeah.
Walked down to town. While I was at the hospital, I used the Wi-Fi to book myself in for a freebie at the gym. Went to the gym.
What?
Ran 10K.
You actually live in there?
Did.
You basically moved to Sheffield?
Yeah. Went straight off the 10K machine into the other room and did a very sweaty press-ups and planking workout. Come out of there. And, oh, God, it was really tough, but good. And I did have a can of Coke at that point in time.
Go for it, mate.
Sugars, water, hey?
You're totally next...
In it goes.
You're totally next leveling it. I'm so far away from your level of fitness at the moment.
Yeah, well, that's nice.
I'm enjoying my little bits and bobs of running, but I couldn't do that.
You just have to vicariously enjoy, for me, the fact that, you know, it's artificial, really, because I'm not that fit and you're not that unfit.
No, but the no nice boozing, the no boozing's amazing, yeah. and that is brilliant.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't been offered champagne on first class flights, then I hey mate, good
again.
To see you. He's a cheerful bloke.
Yeah.
He saw us at the foot of Ali Pali.
Yeah, yeah.
10, 15 minutes ago.
That's right. So that's good. You're in the other direction on a massive loop.
Yeah.
So anyway, I told that stuff to the guy who'd asked what I ate.
Yeah.
And then someone else came on and said, "So you're a sports nutritionist now?" I was like, "No." "No, well, I'm not. And, you know, yeah. Don't try this at home, etc." And he said, "Well, yeah, but it's a minefield, isn't it? Because so much contradictory advice."
Right.
I just wanted to say, I don't know if this
just having a chat,
gentleman
mate.
Is yeah. is listening now, but that's just incredible bringing of negativity you can get yes, from yeah. men on the internet. Why? I mean, it's not a minefield. It yeah. wasn't advice.
Yeah.
And it wasn't contradictory.
Well, so well, someone's asked you for what you do. You've told them what you do.
And that's that.
That's it's called, hello, it's called communication.
Yeah. That's right.
Why bring the rain when you can bring the sun?
And yet, this
what's the point?
Passive aggression about a minefield. Yeah. It's like, it is a minefield now. Now you've yeah. defined it yeah. as one.
Yeah, my consciousness is a minefield. I perceive the world as a minefield.
Yes. So,
you know what he needs? More beetroot.
Yeah, so well, I'd say everyone should have beetroot.
Yeah.
That's my direct recommendation.
Down, yeah.
I think when
he needs a couple of oatcakes.
I think that it's come up a couple of times recently. I think that I need to. I always think, apart from anything else, it just sounds ridiculously poncy. But, you know, as well as being, for example, a vegan, thanks, very good dogs, I'm a pluralist.
Yeah.
And sometimes that can just sound like a wussy defence, but I think it's important sometimes, you know. At that gig the other day. Oh, you're looking chunky. Have you stopped running at that gig?
Oh, quick, quick, mate, quick.
There was one of the news stories was the stupid, stupid man who said that, you know, that farmers are raping animals. And,
oh, all right, yes, I saw
giving
that, yeah.
vegans, much stricter and more committed vegans than me, a bad name.
Yes,
and
yeah.
putting back years of, you know, making it very easy for your Daily Mail reader to say.
To have a go.
Yeah. Vegans are basically murderers. And
yes,
so
yeah, yeah.
And so but, you know, so then in the dressing room at the gig, I'll have to defend hardcore vegans. But the key thing is, you know, pluralist, everyone, as long as everyone's getting along, you don't have to all be the same. It's just not going to work.
It's funny when people go to extremes, isn't it? Yeah.
yeah. Oh, we're getting near to Tadpole Pond. Still too
soon. Getting
it?
On.
It's not going to be any tadpoles. Into Queenswood. So we're now back on normal track. It was nice to do something.
We're now back on the normal track, yeah.
You see any in there? I don't think so. We'll get the shot there. I met Bill Oddie the other day.
Did you?
Yeah.
He likes his nature, doesn't he?
He does.
Yeah.
He's a bird guy.
Yeah. Where did you meet him?
Ah, well.
Was it sort of charity thing?
I was thinking Sam Delaney's news thing.
All right.
Which is a show on Russia Today.
Russia Today, yes. Yeah.
So I took Putin's dollar, and for that I apologise. I mean, I'm very happy to. Oh, my goodness, they're listening to this.
Yeah.
Anyway, cup of tea.
It was a privilege to perform. what was the show like? I like Delaney. He's a good laugh.
Oh, it's good. It's fun show. It's very, yeah. very easy. It's short. Yeah. He, you know, monologues about a couple of news stories.
Right.
And then you kind of provide the comments underneath.
Bit of light chat.
Yeah, exactly.
And where's it filmed? Moscow?
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Moscow. Right. This is Moscow. Calling.
It's all right on a Monday afternoon, isn't it?
It's Milbank, actually.
Yeah. All right. Okay.
And right near Parliament. Yeah. Most incredible view across London. And he had Oddie on talking about animals. Because, you know, he's an expert.
Is that a daily
Bill
show?
Bill Oddie did a good weekly.
Right.
Bill Oddie did a good job of fielding shenanigans, you know what I mean?
Yes.
Silly questions.
He doesn't take fools. He won't take suffer fools, will he?
No.
Which is ironic, because it was quite foolish in the past, wasn't it?
Yes, that's right. They were funny, weren't they? Goodies.
Oh, yeah.
yeah.
When you were that age, they were hilarious.
Yeah,
was there anything funnier?
No, they were of their time.
Yeah, absolutely.
Their lives,
yeah,
but yeah, they loved it.
Yeah.
Ecky Thump.
Yeah, you're crazily funny.
Pretty racist as well.
Well, it's when was it? Mid-70s, was it, I'd imagine.
Yeah, yeah. Great days. But it's funny, because they were...
Perfect.
It's that thing of Mensheviks ahead of the Bolsheviks, you know. You can't imagine now the absolute paradigm shift when the young ones went on telly.
Yes.
It just changed everything.
Yes, of course, yeah.
And so from that point of view, you know, since then, the goodies look silly and old-fashioned and offensive. But before then, they were wild.
Yeah.
Craziest thing you'd see on the telly.
But even now, I mean, you know, Little Britain can look a bit dodge. If you want to look at it, it's a bit dodge.
Yeah, absolutely. It comes and it goes. Yeah, a little bit righteous.
It has to be said that this is just a glorious day for running, isn't it?
It's perfect. So thank you perfect. For fitting me in. I know you had to squeeze this run in.
No, I really wanted to do it.
Yeah.
Cold, sunny, fresh.
Hey, guess what I'm doing next week?
What are you doing next week?
I'll give you a clue.
Go on, then.
As we go down this hill. Hopefully it'll be cold and sunny and fresh. And it's half term.
Skiing.
Oh, wow. Taking the kids skiing for the first time.
Oh, mate.
We weren't going to. We didn't feel like we could
go for it,
afford
mate.
It. And we come on. Come on.
Afford, afford. You know what I'm like about debt. Dive in.
Yeah.
Do it on the credit card. Yeah. Ramp it up.
I'm so worried. I'm so scared of the moment when the holiday, which, of course, you know, it's a late package deal.
Yeah.
So elements of potential carry-on. Oh, the hotel's not built.
Yeah. Where are you going?
And add to that, teen in the French house.
That's great for... Have you been there before?
No.
Teen's fantastic for skiing.
Yeah.
And it's fantastic for early day skiing as well, learning.
Yeah, good.
Really wide.
And this is the other thing, you know,
slopes.
The kids don't like it. You know, I'm just going to go. I'm going to like, you cannot not enjoy this holiday. It's taking us too much time and money.
Teen's great to ski. You'll have all right with that.
Well, they're 11 and 12, but they're probably old enough. Yeah. Teen!
Yeah.
Teen!
Just about right there.
Yeah, because T-E-E-N. T-I-G-N-E-S. Teen!
Dinsimo. I did some gigs in Teen. It's lovely.
Yeah. Oh, nice. Is it near the Alp gigs?
I've got no idea. I mean, these are just special gigs for some students. Me, Craig Campbell and Dan Knighty.
How old were they? Were they in their early 20s? Or younger than that?
A little bit younger.
Teen!
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, it's going to be a fun week for everyone.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, that's exciting.
So you've skied before, haven't you?
Yes. Me and my wife, we're both passable.
Right.
She's significantly better than me. But she is without aggression or ambition as a skier.
Right.
And I am also without aggression or ambition and with a significantly higher level of fear.
Yes, yeah.
So neither of us ever do anything
scary. There'll be no black
scary.
Runs. Yeah, it'll be... Do you do reds? Do you do the occasional red run?
I do literally the occasional. It's the red one where the ski instructor said,
it's like
you'll be
blue.
All right on this bit.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
the reds are like blues, yeah.
Yeah, and I get there without the instructor and go, oh, no. But having said that, as long as I haven't given myself the fear,
yeah,
I'm good enough at skiing, I can get down it, you know.
Yeah, that's what I'm like.
And the kids have never done it.
So are they going to go in, like, lessons or...
Yeah.
Going to take them out? A bit of both, I'd imagine.
We absolutely want them to get taught.
Yeah.
But in our package holiday... Because it's half term, it's the one thing we couldn't pre-book.
It's going to be busy, yeah. How long are you going for a week?
Yeah.
Oh, mate, that's going to be beautiful.
I know, right?
That's going to be great.
It's going to be fantastic. I'm worried about my son.
Right.
Because he should love it. He loves mountains.
Yes.
Loves the Lake Districts.
Yes.
Loves sledging.
Yes.
He's lovely to go on holiday with. Loves maps.
Yeah.
You know, so get the peace map out and know where the lifts are. And
yeah, that's always fun. Yeah.
You know what he doesn't love?
Falling
not
over.
Not being entirely in control of the situation.
Yes, yeah. It's about their early experiences, isn't it? That's the thing about skiing when you're first learning it. You can have an appalling experience of fear and out of controlness and being stuck and just basic fear because it is... You're sliding down a mountain.
Yeah, that's right.
It's quite dangerous
that's
if you don't get it right.
That's the thing you've got to learn to take control of.
Yeah.
And when I've walked in the Lake District with buddies, the one thing he doesn't like to do is come down a steep, sort of slightly scree bit.
Yes.
Not even talking a dangerous bit, just a bit where you kind of have to just slide your feet a bit.
Yeah.
And he just won't do it.
Yeah.
It takes ages. He doesn't want his feet to move, so...
It's going to be interesting, that one. He'll have to...
Yeah.
And it's every now and again, you find yourself skiing near an edge.
Yeah.
Like a sheer edge. And that's... It's just a bit weird, isn't it?
Yeah.
If you stop to think about it too much.
Oh, yeah. No,
but
I'm terrible
that's
with
why
that.
Teen's so great. Because it's got lots of really wide slopes.
Now, first time I went on a skiing holiday...
Yeah.
We, our teacher... I don't think there's really two lanes there. Oh, there are. Our ski teacher took us to the top of the mountain, to the ridge.
Yeah.
After a few days, and we got kind of partially good. And then we had to ski down this piece at the top, which is totally within our skills.
Yeah.
But
it's a knowledge, isn't it?
That's right. And it was like the piece was defined by just ropes, you know, like a rope between wire fence poles on either side. And beyond that, the snow dropped away steeply.
Yes.
And then it was just thousands of feet of empty valley and sky.
Yeah, it's awful. It's and awful.
Our ability to turn left us.
Yes.
So you've got like a dozen people who just ski across this piece, all fall over.
Yes.
Ski across, fall over.
Yeah, yeah,
you see the teacher thinking,
just a really
not doing this again.
A really slow snow plough.
Yeah.
Oh. But as long as you can stop, you'll be all right. But it's... It's when it gets icy, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's when it gets tricky.
It's hard to imagine as well, because it's a really loud noise coming from the Parkland Walk. Is this going to be okay? I
think we're going to get munched up. Just some blokes. Just a bit of work
going on.
What's
going to happen around the corner? Get your umbrella up. He's concerned. Okay, fast as you can. Shut your eyes.
Does actually look quite tricky.
Oh my god!
You got to get a photo of that, Rob.
Oh, I did.
We just ran through that.
You went straight.
How heroic are we? And these guys were waiting. They were scared. We show them the way.
Yeah.
What a day of courage it's been.
Yeah.
We've run through muddy puddles.
Yeah.
We've run past people working.
We've pretended that we're going to be okay skiing.
Yeah. I used a female toilet.
Yeah.
Not so much an act of courage, that
one. Yeah, it was more the courage
more
than the
of
other
desperation.
The women who wanted to wee had to marshal to... Not run screaming from the building.
Yeah.
Man! It's funny, isn't it, when you think of fear of heights in particular? Because I can picture these most beautiful scenes. Last time I was up, I've been skiing more recently than my wife, and obviously the kids have never been. Because I went and did the comedy gigs out there.
You're right.
And I remembered how to do it and stuff.
Yeah.
And I did it, you know, went down.
It's something you click back into, isn't
it? That's right. Yeah. And I went down fairly accessible slopes and I could do it and off I went. But still, when I stood at the top of them, I couldn't really look.
Yeah.
You know, I've got this whole view
I'm like
the Alps in front of me and like, whoa. Yeah. Like you say, if you think about it too hard. Yeah, my son's going to have a nightmare. It's going to be amazing.
He's going to be great father-son bonding. It's going to be really good bonding.
Yeah.
You're going to teach him a lot and show him about overcoming fears.
When you say bonding, ding, 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 ding. Yeah, this is fine. Of course, Sean Connery never did any skiing.
Not a skier. Not a big skier.
And James Bond wasn't a skier until the book on Her Majesty's Secret Service. So, you know, that's the film. And then we're off. Daniel Craig went to the Alps, but didn't ski. That was disappointing. But then that wasn't disappointing thing.
I saw quite a funny film on the flight. Is it Lucky?
Logan Lucky.
Yeah.
Have you seen that Soderbergh film with Daniel Craig? No.
I found it a bit weird. A bit of a weird one. And I saw the three billboards just before I set off, actually. I saw three billboards.
Yeah.
Have you seen it yet?
Airport coming up left.
Yeah.
No, I haven't.
Definitely worth a watch, yeah.
The two I want to see are that and Phantom Thread.
Right.
And whatever else, obviously. But I've had no shortage of films, don't get me wrong. In the last few days, I've seen Pale Rider, Sherlock Holmes' Game of Shadows.
Right.
Sound of Music, Marathon Man.
Bells of Life.
And... one other. Sense and Sensibility. I do love a film.
This Monday, movie night. A lot of them. I saw Darkest Hour as well.
Yeah.
And Gary Oldman's fantastic in that. He's amazing.
Yeah. What about the film in general?
Yeah. It's okay. It's good. It's all about him, really.
Yeah.
It's really enjoyable, yeah.
Yeah.
By the way, that was little dogs. I didn't just get excited.
Not just me, but growling at women.
Don't do that when you're away.
No.
Don't do it when you're home. Hey, that's the other film I watched, Lost in Translation, which is really good.
That's the comics film, isn't it? A lot of comedians like that.
Yeah, because we've all been hotel room men.
Yeah.
Everything
jet-lagged
else.
Hotel man.
That's right. I mean, Scarlett Johansson and $2 million to do nothing, we haven't done.
No. We don't do that, no.
But the hotel room thing. As soon as you settled in, I was like, movie channel, mate.
Yeah.
Get on the movie channel.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. That's what's going to get you through the week. It's a funny thing in hotels in other countries. I remember this from that cruise we were on. You find a movie channel, you get to kind of what must be the modern equivalent of B-movies. It must be cheap to put on.
Yeah.
Quality productions, full of actors you've heard of. In a film that you haven't really heard of or seen.
Yeah.
Maybe wasn't even on at the cinema.
There's just loads of them. Yeah, yeah.
And some of them are possible. You know, some of them are good. And then occasionally you get something, you're like, oh, Die Hard's on. Well, that would do. But most of the time it's, God, that romantic comedy with Pierce Brosnan and Julianne Moore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Terrible British really film bad. With Michael Sheen's in a darts tournament. And so on.
I started trying to watch In Bruges last night, which I've been told is really good, but I just couldn't. Maybe because I was just tired, or... Have you seen In Bruges?
Yeah, and I think...
It seemed really overplayed, yeah, and I just couldn't be bothered with it.
I think it's definitely overrated.
Right.
I think there's good things, really good things about it, but I think it's very post-Tarantino.
Right.
And so it's very kind of jammy, acty, dialogue-y.
Yes, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then it gets really violent. I mean,
right,
really,
okay.
Like, really...
I might watch it, though. I didn't realise it got good.
Same director as Three Billboards.
Oh, really?
So interesting,
okay.
For the comparison.
Right.
Have you seen Calvary?
No.
I had trouble there remembering whether it was called Calvary or Calgary. Thinking Bible, Winter right. Olympics.
Yeah.
Sorry, thanks. She really stood out that way. It was like back to the beginning of January then.
And she was a little bit defensive.
Yeah,
kind of.
Mind you.
I don't think we're presenting that much of an intimidating.
No.
You with your tights and we
all
silly shorts.
Maybe when people are younger, they don't read the mud pattern on the ground and don't wonder why we don't go off to the other side or something.
Yeah.
There we go.
So where are you going? You're running for the next couple of weeks. What's the...
Well...
Just getting ready for the half marathon, really. Just kind of...
Absolutely. What I'd like to do is keep the mileage up, but I'm kind of learning that you can't do that every week, can you?
Right.
Definitely want to go to the... Cannon Hill Park run in Birmingham on Saturday.
Great.
I think the ideal would be to just repeat the model and do quite a long run to it.
Yeah.
And see how I do. But that depends on how many miles I do between now and then. Because I'm off up to my mum's and then to see my dad at the weekend. About time, watch that as well. You wouldn't think there was enough time to watch all this.
Yeah.
Yeah, so, you know, she's got another disused railway next to her house, so get
go
some miles in on that.
Yeah.
What I'd really like to do in the 3.5 weeks before this half is to run a 7 mile at pace.
Yeah.
And then a 10 mile at pace.
Right.
So that I can try and do the bath half fast.
Do the bath half.
Yeah. Get a time I'm pleased with.
Yeah.
And have a fitness I can work with. The last 2 years, I've gone into it finding out how fit I am.
Right.
2 years ago when I was a crook.
Yeah.
Last year when I would turn out I was fat, for want of a better word, or overweight and unfit, whatever. And this year I want to go into it fit.
Yes.
Knowing what I've got.
Yeah.
And then try and push, you know?
Yeah.
What about you?
Well... I'm hoping to get some miles in, especially my brother's, because he doesn't drink.
Yeah.
You're in Australia, so weather should be nice. Just get as fit as I can, avoid any shark attacks.
So you're not going to drink either?
No, if he doesn't drink, I won't drink. I can't be the uncle just getting drunk on his own.
You can't?
Moody. No.
Sounds like really good casting.
And I'm going to try and... I'm not crazy fit, but I'd like to beat 90 minutes at Bath. Last year I did 85, but I was in a totally different level last year.
Yeah, yeah, just
if I can beat 90, it'd be amazing.
Yes.
But that's not a given. No. It's hard work, isn't it?
Yes.
So,
I think what I'd like to tell you something else I'd like to do at Bath, and in any given formal run from here on in,
yeah,
is not to take the distance too seriously.
Yeah.
And when I say distance, like the, you know, it's all these things telling you how far you've gone. Hey, did half make you think ahead?
Yeah.
I want to just be in the moment.
Yeah.
I'd almost like to run it with the blinkers on, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And have someone just tap me on the shoulder at 11.
Yeah.
And say, by the way, nearly there.
Yes, yeah.
I just think about that Manchester park run and, you know, not knowing how far you've gone in that 5K. And you're not doing loops or anything. So I haven't really got a frame of reference.
Yeah.
Yeah, roughly. You know you've done more than half of it. That's enough.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's such a balancing act because you want to go steady and be going at a good pace, but you really can't think about it too hard.
Absolutely, yeah.
Particularly if you're me.
Well, I mean, you know you can run 30 miles.
Yeah, exactly.
You tend to set off quite swift anyway when you do your marathons.
Yeah.
It's quite a natural flow to go for, isn't it?
Yeah, I want to, exactly.
Get for 10 miles, you've got one park run left. And then away we go.
And I know what it feels like to go at a given speed.
Yeah.
So I'll be going along at that speed. And I'll think, good, keep doing this.
Yeah.
That's all I want to do, really. Obviously, ridiculously much easier said than done. They had pacers out, the Chorlton pacers out at the park.
Did they? Did they really? Yeah.
Which is nice.
Yeah.
And they had them the first time I ever went there. One in Magpies, four Magpies.
Wow.
One, two, three, four. I'm sorry. Two for Joy, two for girl, four for a boy. That's like you, it, Paul. Yeah.
Come to the last 60 metres. Down the finishing straight.
No, we're not racing, don't make me race.
Driving to the
line. I'm going to run in specs more often. I can see so clearly.
That was good fun.
That was really nice. Yeah, so the 21... 7 miles, pretty much, bang on.
Bang on 7. And you did, what, 2.5 to get here?
Yeah, it's 2¾.
Right,
so
nice.
9¾.
Nice.
Yeah, so, I was just between two of the paces, you know, and I knew it. So it was a really perfect little...
What, between the
simile,
20...
21 and the 22.
Right, nice.
So, and I saw the 21 go.
Yeah.
And the 22 didn't come past.
Nice.
And I didn't think about that much. And I knew before I left it that I was probably running about 21.5.
Yeah.
So it's that real balancing act between getting exactly what I predicted but not really thinking about it.
Good. That's a great training run, isn't
That's
it? In the middle of it.
Oh,
that's brilliant.
It was to be remembered. Hope your training runs are going well.
Give us a shout. We always get back with our advice, although it is a minefield.
Yes. Oh, yeah. I mean, obviously, other advice is available.
All advice comes with a caveat.
And sometimes when we tell you things, they are contradictory.
Yeah.
It is a minefield, isn't it? I had a beetroot juice this morning.
Yeah.
It's a minefield.
My takeaway tip. Run hungover and in freezing conditions. So you can't feel your legs.
Yeah, yeah. Minus 20 hungover. Yeah. Paul was found frozen solid. with an incredible time of... can I tell you another one of my news jokes? That's quite pleasing.
Of course you can, yeah.
It was this thing about how Strava was giving away where airbases are.
Oh, yes,
are,
yeah.
Because American soldiers are running around airbases and kind of drawing little maps of them on the internet.
Yeah.
And I just characterised these two guys. One saying, look, Mohammed, secret American airbase. And the other guy saying, yeah, and this guy's 5K PB. Yeah. And then the first guy saying, where are we from? So, watch out. If you are on an airbase, don't, you know. And when we're both back,
don't hurt
Strava.
Us. Don't hurt
kill us.
Us. Yeah, yeah.
Sorry, Vladimir.
Today,
when
Russia
we're both
today.
In the country, we'll run 20 miles, yeah? After Bath.
Massive long runs, yeah. Huge long runs coming.
Yeah, yes.
As a matter of necessity.
Well, we need to do a 3 a.m. 20.
Yes. Yeah. Totally.
Who doesn't?
Yeah, totally. Totally.
We are RunCompod on Twitter.
Get in touch, we always get back.
On Facebook. Stop saying it with now. and enjoy the running. Enjoy the spring.
Yeah, beautiful.
Enjoy your economy flight.
Running
with Paul Tolkinson and Rob Deering.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.